Hello, and welcome back to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, we look at the life and some of the music of Gianfrancesco Malipiero, hardly a household name to most of us, but a fascinating musical figure, well, for many reasons, including the unexpected and sometimes quirky turns of his musical mind. Gianfrancesco Malipiero was born in 1882 and lived until the ripe old age of 91. He was a musical adventurer in many different ways, though one passionately dedicated to his Italian homeland. He was by turns a composer, music teacher, editor, and a well-known musicologist. His musical curiosity, well, it ranged across many disciplines. His work as a composer is a bit difficult to describe. Malipiero knew and understood the traditional classical music structures used in much of classical music. He just didn't like them very much. He once commented about the way musical themes are usually developed in classical music this way. He said, "I rejected the easy game of thematic development because I was fed up with it and it bored me to death. Once one finds a theme, turns it around, dismembers it, and blows it up, it's not very difficult to assemble the first movement of a symphony or a sonata that will be amusing for amateurs and also satisfy the lack of sensitivity of the knowledgeable." Well, no question how he thinks about that. The end result is music that often feels like it is developing organically from itself rather than being constrained by structural rules. Such as in this piece. Here's the opening of his Fantasie di ogni giorno, Everyday Fantasies. That was from Malipiero's Fantasie di ogni giorno, Everyday Fantasies. Over his lifetime, Malipiero's music developed in the direction of being extremely chromatic. It wasn't atonal as such, but his pieces wandered through many different keys. Just as he wasn't really interested in formal classical music structures, he also wasn't terribly interested in being wed to the more traditional ideas of how different keys should relate to each other in a piece. The result is music that can, at first listen, seem to be wandering. Listen to it again, and everything comes, well, more into focus. Rather than wandering, his music often seems to have a kind of musical exploration, one where the composer has given himself very few formal constraints. Here's the opening of the second movement of his piece, Passacalli, written in 1952. Thank you. That was from Malipiero's Passacaglia. From a new Naxos CD of his orchestral music with the Orchestra Sinfonica di Roma, conducted by Francesco Lavecchia. The third piece on this Malipiero CD is a delightful piece simply called Concerti. As the name implies, it's a collection of short movements, each one featuring a particular group of instruments. Concerti is dedicated to the conductor Fritz Reiner, who conducted the premier performance in Philadelphia. You heard a bit of the trumpet movement at the beginning of the podcast. He also includes concerti for collections of flutes, oboes, clarinets, bassoons, drums, and even double basses. Here is his delightful movement for flutes, which features the regular flutes and their half-size cousin, the piccolo. That was Concerti di Flauti, Concerto of Flutes. In both his orchestral writing and in these concerti, Malipiero shows an obvious affinity for the woodwind instruments. Four of the concerti are for this family of instruments, and his writing for each instrument is excellent. He captures the essence and voice of each individual instrument group perfectly, as in his Concerti di Oboi, the Concerto for Oboes, where he gives a beautiful melancholy melody to the oboe.
Thank you.
On to the bassoons. They are the bass voice of the woodwind section, the foundation upon which that section rests. Without an excellent bassoon section, your orchestra winds will never sound their best. Many composers write for bassoons, well, they have to if they write for orchestra, but those that do it really well understand that the bassoon is, among other things, a marvelous lyrical instrument. Malipiero understands this. Here is the opening of his Concerto di Fagotti, Concerto for Bassoons, beginning with a drop-dead gorgeous bassoon line over a bed of quiet strings. That was from Gianfrancesco Malipiero's Concerti, the Movement for Bassoons. All of the music in this podcast came from, well, the pen of Gianfrancesco Malipiero and from performances by the Orchestra Sinfonica di Roma under the direction of Francesco Lavecchia. The CD includes two world premiere recordings plus the first stereo recording of the Fantasy di Ogni Giorno. It's available through all fine music stores and online retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573291. To go out, here's the final movement of Concerti. It's appropriately titled Commiato, which means leave-taking. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.